Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to be making our way in the New Testament in the book of Luke. We're in chapter 1, verses 41 through 60, and this is what it says in the World English Bible. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She called out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the voice of your greeting came into my ears, my baby leapt in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of the things which have been spoken to her from the Lord." Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has looked at the humble state of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy is for generations and generations on those who fear him. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down princes from their thrones and has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things. He has sent the rich away empty. He has given help to Israel, his servant, that he might remember mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his offspring forever." Mary stayed with her about 3 months and then returned to her house. Now the time that Elizabeth should give birth was fulfilled, and she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and her relatives heard that the Lord had magnified his mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him Zacharias after the name of his father. His mother answered, "No, not so, but he shall be called John." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for the miraculous things that are happening in this story. Thank you that that you chose these two women to be a part of this gospel story, that without them, none of this could have happened. They were vessels to your goodness. And Lord, that's our prayer today for all of us, that we would be that same kind of vessel to your goodness. Lord, we need that, Lord. We need the... We need to know that we're carrying around what is beautiful. We're just those cracked pots. We are definitely clay pots, but the splendid power comes from you. And so, Lord, help us to realize in our brokenness that you shine through. Help us to give away what you have given us. Help us to birth new ministries. Even as I'm praying this, for my friend listening who's just has this idea on their mind and like, "Oh, I just feel compelled by the Holy Spirit to start this new thing." Lord, may it be so, and may you speak life into those new places. Lord, we want to be people who birth ministry. We want to be people who are willing to receive from you that which you want to give us. And Lord, I also just thank you for the praising and the worshiping of Mary. She says so many words about you that she wants to magnify you. And I pray that today, that my soul, our souls would magnify you. Lord, help us not to rejoice in things or that everything's going the way we want them to, but that we would rejoice in you, our Savior. Lord, thank you for looking down on the humble state of us. And by taking notice of us, you are the God who sees. Lord, you have done mighty and great things for us, and help us just to open our eyes to see those beautiful things that you have done. Lord, holy is your name, and your mercy is for generations and generations. We pray for the generations that follow us. We pray that they would, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren would come to know you generation upon generation. Lord, we need your strength today. We are weak, we are needy, we are broken, and we need to know the strength that is in your arm. Lord, we thank you that you do scatter the proud, and we thank you so much that you exalt the lowly. Help us to be in that humble state so that we could be exalted in the proper time, and we choose to humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Lord, thank you for filling the hungry with good things and sending the rich away empty. Lord, you are a just God, and you take note of those who suffer. Lord, you have given us help, and you have helped us to remember your mercy. Lord, help us to live in light of your mercy today, to know that your mercy endures forever. And in light of that, help us to be a merciful people to those who aggravate us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I do thank you for valuing the Word of God in prayer. And I pray today is a day where you experience the presence of the Lord who loves you so much.